WFMU, Downtown Soulville Show. Mr. Fine Wine here. I'll be here for the next hour. Spinning Soul 45s. Got some Soul Exotica in the background as I speak. This is called South. One side of one of my all-time favorite two-siders by Jimmy Tolliver. Played the other side on the show many, many times. 201-200 WFMU, the Soul Line. Soul 45s for an hour on your Friday night. Lots of great stuff still to come. We'll be right back.
Please. up, you know I'll hurt you bad. Yeah, you know. Now, Sam, get your hands out of them peas. Oh, Mama, I want just a little bit more, please. Oh, little bitty Paul, stop grabbing for that dish.
I want some more of that there fish.
go.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, Soul 45s on a Friday night. Just heard from Huey Smith and the Clowns. That was called Behind the Wheel, Part 2. The Ascots did Hip Talk. Sounds like a little bit of a takeoff on Bacon Fat, maybe? The Two Friends, Family Reunion, Johnny and Jackie, Show Don't Play. The Jewels did My Baby. Jeanette Baby Washington did Let Love Go By. This one in the background, the Zuzu Blues Band. It's called Sideshow. Soul 45s. Got a slow one queued up. Then we'll speed things back up. Gonna hear in just a sec from Jimmy Lewis.
Things are wrong. Is it true?
We'll be right back.
WFMU, Downtown Soulville Show. Soul 45's on a Friday night. Just heard one of my all-time favorites, Ray Scott and the Scotsmen. Right Now, the name of that one. Tina Britt did You're Absolutely Right. The Invincibles did Can't Know One Man. Al White and the Highlighters out of New Orleans on the White Cliffs label. Them Drums, Part 2. I don't know where Part 1 is because it's not on the other side. And Jimmy Lewis with that slower, intense one. Feeling in My Bones, the name of that one. That's Ma, M-A-H. This one in the background is called Soul Philly. It's by Classy Ballou and the Orlandos. All right, gonna play four records in a row that are Motown recordings, vintage Motown recordings that were not released at the time they were made. So these are things that were recorded in the 60s. There might be one early 70s one that never saw the light of day until recent years. And here are the Isley Brothers.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Of the miles that have come and gone, but I'm trying to put an end to this loneliness that I'm in by finding that girl of mine and asking her to come on home. Just where she's gone, I got no idea. I wanna rest, but I can't stop, for my heart says that she's near. My love is so doggone strong, desperately I keep moving. Her very best friend. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wrong I was, I'm sorry I am, for giving her a reason for leaving. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yet if when I catch up to her, she might give me just a little reprieving. Oh Lord, just where the girl's gone, I've got no idea. Oh, wanna rest but I can't stop, for my heart says that she's so near. My love is so doggone strong, and desperately I keep moving on, 'cause I
my
more time now.
So we just heard five more or less completed Motown recordings that never saw the light of day at the time they were made, for various reasons, which we can speculate about. But Berry Gordy was notorious for having very strict standards of quality control and rejecting things right and left. So that last one was Marvin Gaye. It's called This Love-Starved Heart of Mine, It's Killing Me. That came out on a look-alike Tamla label. It looks like a early 70s Tamla thing, but it came out in 94 or 95, I believe. Motown made 1,000 copies or something and handed them out to participants at some seminar or meeting or something. Before that one, Stevie Wonder's version of I Want My Baby Back. There is an Edwin Starr release of that one. Before that, a really obscure one that, as far as I know, has never seen the light of day in any form, except on my premium CD a few years ago, Jimmy Ruffin, I Gotta Cover a Whole Lot of Ground Before the Sun Goes Down. I got that from my uncle on a tape reel, unmarked, just this great song sitting there by itself, no information, he didn't know anything about it, and yeah, never come out on any of these Motown comps or anything like that, but the Brits have been releasing lots of unreleased Motown things over the years. That Stevie Wonder track, and the one before it, Contours, Taken Back If It Makes You Happy. Those are part of a set of seven 45s of unreleased Motown material that came out called Motown 7s Volume 2 on Tamla Motown. And the first one, also on that same box set, Sure Is a Lot of Woman by the Isley Brothers. All great stuff, you know? The unreleased Motown is as good as the released stuff on the other labels. All right, here's some more music.
Let's be again. No fussing, no fighting,
no fighting,
no looting,
let's be.
That's going to do it for this week's Downtown Soulville Show. Thank you so much for listening. Stay cool this weekend. It's hot out there. Oh, just heard from Frankie Newsom and the Soul Invaders. That was called My Lucky Day. Smokey Brooks did Beat the Heat, the instrumental before that. Wick's Delight, that was by the Four Gents. This one's called Maxi Midi. It's by Booker T. Everhart on the Soul Tex label out of Texas. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Daniel Blumen. I'll be back next Friday with another hour's worth of vintage soul 45s. Soul 45s. I've said that enough times that you'd think I could say it properly. Soul 45s.
Thank you.